Dave Moore on Today FM.
How are you guys? Great to meet you, Rebecca.
Nice
James, good to
meet
see you again.
Nice to see you.
Congratulations on a brilliant story told brilliantly.
Thank you.
I have been waiting for this. James, I don't know if you know this, but like, I've been aware of this since it happened. Okay. So, embarrassingly, I was, among other things, a musician before this, but I was a rapper at one point.
Oh, wow.
Rapping with an American accent, even though this is my real accent. And then, look, I wasn't trying to be as famous as these guys trying, but it was just something I was doing. But then friends of mine connected in the industry in London told me about the story when it happened. And I was like, what an amazing thing that these guys did. And then I saw the documentary in 2013, and now you've gone and made the film.
I know. I'm delighted. I was delighted I managed to get it done.
Mm. Was there an appeal of telling a Scottish story, James?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, It wasn't my main goal to tell a Scottish story, but when this landed on my desk and it was the first thing that I really wanted to direct, I was really glad that it was a Scottish story. I was pretty clear I wanted to tell stories about people from lower income backgrounds who may or may not come from council estates or projects or schemes or whatever you want to call them across the country. But and also make films that were entertaining about those people. And the fact that this one came along, it's not set in Glasgow like where I grew up, but set in a pretty similar background neighbourhood to the one that I recognise. And these guys are like the wee guys that I grew up with. So it felt quite personal. Also, it being a sort of a movie about personal identity and what you're willing to sacrifice of your authenticity and integrity to get where you want to get. Whilst my journey has not been as sensational as the boys in the film, I've definitely walked that path a little bit over the last 30 years, you know.
Yeah, that makes sense. And Rebecca, let's talk Tessa, because your character is such an integral part of the boys, their story, but also because it's so integral, Tessa gets the fallout as well.
Mm, yeah, definitely. And I think that it's like, it's that kind of cross paths where she meets the boys as they're kind of trying to be on the come up, and she's also trying to be on the come up as well. Mm. And so they go on this journey together, and it's really beautiful watching the film all put together. You really see like how her and Mary are the collateral damage in the kind of wild, like anything could happen on this adventure that these boys go on, you know, and like were it not for them, I guess yeah, they're the consequences of what happens when these guys like throw away the core of who they are, not throw away, but like, yeah, sacrifice the core of who they are.
I don't know if
it was a really fun character to play.
James, you've had an incredibly successful career as an actor, and now you're stepping into the directorial role. And I don't know, I never kind of put a biopic or a musical-based thing would be the thing that I thought you might do first. Was it just the strength of the story? Or
yeah,
is it
irrelevant? In fact, you know, I'm not really a fan of musicals, and I'm not really a fan of biopics about sort of troubled or struggling artists. It's just, it turns me off so much. I go, I've seen this a million times. And so my first film was a musical biopic. But I came to it just because of the strength of the relationship, the strength of the friendship, the strength of the relationship between Mary and Billy, and the strength of the relationship between Gavin and Billy. And then latterly, because Rebecca's character Tessa wasn't in it to begin with, it was a different character. Latterly, because of the relationship between her and the boys as well, and how she gets, as you rightly said, gets screwed over. And really, it was about a friendship. You know, are they going to get caught? Are they not going to get caught? That ultimately went by the wayside. And really, it was about the stakes being, are these boys going to make it through this in one piece? And is their relationship going to make it through it in one piece? And then I got to like the prep period 8 weeks before we started shooting. And I was like, oh yeah, this is basically a musical. And kind of remember that.
I know.
And I was like, oh man, I better figure this out. How are we going to do this? I really hadn't devoted too much thought to the music because I'd spent like 18 months to 2 years working with the writers, getting the script right, just really on that. And then got there. We had 2 months, but I had 2 intense months figuring out the music. So yeah, it wasn't an afterthought, but it was more of a last minute thought.
Well, it was whatever thought you gave it, it definitely worked.
Thanks, man.
Rebecca, I know he's sitting beside you, but you can tell me, what are the vibes like on a James McAvoy set?
The vibes The vibes are immaculate. No, it was really, really fun. Like, that is something I think you can really feel in the film. Like, we had a really good... It was tough, wasn't it? Like, yeah. It was so quick. Like you said, it was only 5 weeks shooting, and it's like there's so much to do. There's these huge set pieces. It's not like it's just like a little one-on-one scenes for the whole thing. No. It was like massive stuff going on. People were getting sick. It was like the middle of winter. It was like, it was a lot to handle for James and for everybody. And I feel like you can really feel the love that went into the making of it. And like, we wouldn't have been able to come through the other side with such an amazing film if the vibes weren't so chic and great.
Thanks, Mary.
And yeah, we had a really, really good time on set. We were really well supported and felt very encouraged to bring ourselves to the project, which is just like a gift to an actor.
It's weird. You're trying to sort of like, you're trying to sort of engender a relaxed atmosphere so that actors can give of themselves and just be free and vulnerable and try a crazy idea and really fail hard. And then next time they'll try and not fail hard and it'll be incredible and all that. At the same time as you're like, I have storyboarded this entire film in my head and I've got like, we need to do this within the next 5 minutes. And if we don't do that, then I lose the next shot. If we don't get that shot, I might as well not even get the two shot wide because then it doesn't even matter and I can't get it cut in. So, but at the same time, you're thinking all that going like, yeah, of course. I mean, I like Diet Coke more than proper Coke, but if you try Cherry Coke, you're like trying to be super chill at the same time. Do you know what I mean?
Well, whatever happened on set, it came out as a great movie. I know my audience is going to love it. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
For making this and for taking the time to talk to me today. Appreciate it, guys.
Thank you so much. See you later.
See you later. Bye.
Cheers, see ya.
Dave Moore on Today FM.